Okay, nothing heard.
Good evening, everyone. This is N2NOV. The name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. on the N2ROW link repeater system. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So that means that we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into on any piece of equipment, from DC all the way up to light, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week, but not during this net. We're going to talk about what you can pick up signal-wise regarding audio, video, data, satellite dishes, shortwave broadcasting, local police, fire, aircraft, anything that's out there. Also, what equipment you can use, who's on these various frequencies, and what new changes are coming along. We have some basic ground rules for the net, and any net on this computer system, in fact. You need to go to the website for the repeater at www.n2row.net. There you will see with all the repeaters, about a dozen of them, that are on the system. Pick the one that's the closest to where you are, and use that repeater. This way you can ensure that you have a nice, strong signal. As you're checking into the net, please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with anyone else. If you don't have any traffic, just say no traffic, and then we'll go on to the next person. If you're not able to get into the repeaters, either because of technical difficulties, you're too far away, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet and you're listening to us on the scanner, you can still participate by sending your comments or questions to nyzxa@yahoo.com. So this time we'll stand by for check-in. Please space them out so that we keep people stepping on each other and get everybody checked in. This is N2NOV.
N2NOV, this is WB2KTV, Steve, Midtown Manhattan, no traffic.
N2NOV, this is WA2IWC India Whiskey Charlie, Don, Midtown Manhattan, no traffic.
WA2SQQ, Bob, in Elmwood Park, no traffic, and I will be checking email.
This is W2LIE, Nassau County, no traffic.
W2NOV. This is November 2, November Hotel Mike, Joe and Garfield, leaving no traffic. Over.
L1428.
Howdy. This is N1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, with traffic.
Okay, so far I have WB2KTV, W2IWC, W2SQ2, W2LIE, I'm surprised still you don't have any traffic, especially after the air show. N2NHM and N1MLZ. Anybody else?
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. Name here is Phil, located Glendale, Queens, New York.
Okay, KC2SYH. Did you have any traffic, Phil? Or are you just checking in?
Negative, no traffic. Just like to say good evening to you, good evening to the others on this net.
Okay, got you with no traffic. Anybody else?
And only 2-0 with traffic.
That we'll pick up additional check-ins later on. First up, we'll see what's in the email. WA2SQ2 and 2NLV.
Okay, WA2SQ2. Got an email from Justin. I don't really have details, but he said he's off the air definitely because of severe antenna problems. I'm not sure what that's all about, but I just dropped him an email and asking him to tell us what's severe, what's the problem. I'm going to try to listen on the scanner. So that's number one, and then there's an email here from Bill, KC2FYA. Hang on a sec. It says, I noticed that when I synced my clock via WINS or WCBS radio, I lost 8 seconds. I check it on www.time.gov. I had it a few days ago, and the radio station is now on an 8-second delay. That's interesting. You know what's even more interesting? You're saying 8-second delay. The time usually on cell phones is supposed to be pretty accurate. I am a T-Mobile customer, and T-Mobile's time is 2 minutes off. It's 2 minutes slow, so go figure. Anything you can add on that, Charlie?
Well, all I know is there are a bunch of models of phones out there that do not automatically sync the time to the network. So I've had people come to me saying, my time is off. That will be set up for automatic synchronization with the network. Oh, no. Well, do that. As far as why CBS and INS would be off like that, seeing that he's picking them up directly on the air and not through an internet feed, which would eliminate that delay situation. I've got no answer for them. I'd say, one, it's interesting coincidence that they're both 8 seconds off, and two, they shouldn't be, and maybe talking to their engineering people might get an answer. There's no way that should be off that much.
KC2FYH.
Alright, sound like Mark wants to jump there and then Phil. NI2O?
You can take IBOP for that. The thing with IBOP is that you have to be able to say into and cut off the IBOP carrier, the analog carrier, to do that, because there's a finite time it takes when you get the analog signal in front of the analog cell, so you get the digital signal out the back of the IBOP cell, that takes a finite amount of time, something in the order of 8 seconds. So what they have to do is they have to delay the analog signal to which
describe it. I did get what you say, that because of IVOC, that the way they process the audio data by the time it gets out the other end is delayed. But try to key up again. Let me see. Well, first tell me what repeater you're using, and I'm trying to figure out what's causing the noise.
Right. I'm listening to myself coming back on the Manhattan machine, but I'm going in on whatever we know as TAC 8. And I hear myself quite healthy on 2 meters. Let me flip over to 2 and go in on there. NI Sierra, bye bye. IVOC for that. Long and short of it is that it takes so long for the signal to get the analog signal to come off the back of the studio into the IVOC here and out the other side off of the transmitter, something in the order of 8 seconds or so, that when they say the time is now, well, 10 o'clock, it's actually 10 and 8 seconds. Well, the other problem you've got is that with IVOC is that to allow seamless migration between the digital and the analog signals, they have to also delay the analog before it hits the studio in the same, for about the same time period, before it hits the transmitter rather, for about the same time period. So, you know, that incorrect time signal, as it were, is now replicated on all of their output, not just their digital output. And what they haven't done is, back at the studio, they haven't wound the clocks forward by 8 seconds to compensate for the amount of time it takes. So that, you know, when the signal arrives at you, it is the time that they say it is. There are other stations that suffer it too. It's not just IVOC stations. DRM stations suffer it. All the satellite stations suffer it. It's a known issue in the industry, and nobody seems to give a monkey's.
Well, I guess if enough people complain about it, Mark, then they might do something about it. But if they don't hear any complaints, they think there's nothing wrong, or that nobody cares.
I guess, but, you know, time is relative anyway, if you pass the pun. You know, look at your GPS time. That's not the same as UTC. It is also not the same as, you know, a whole bunch of different. So, at the end of the day, what if 8 seconds is different to make either way? I think the idea is that it's good enough for general purposes. And, well, go back to your cell phone for a minute. I often find that a lot of cell phones will collect the time off the network when they start up, and never again after that. And maybe that's what's going on with your phone. You know, most cell phone sites are GPS linked, because they need a clocking signal, not a clock at any time, but a clocking signal to lock it all together. And, you know, a byproduct of that GPS signal is a 10K and a 1Hz signal. And they can use that to make sure that all their data is all lined up and true. And I say a byproduct of that is that the time, GPS time is not UTC time, it's not WWP time, it's not. So, what the hell does it matter that we're all off a few minutes or even a few seconds?
Not a big issue, but I just found it very interesting that if phones that sync to such a large network that they would be off by 2 minutes. You know, that's a big error.
KC2FYH.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that Mark was Sun before I pass it over. N4HZ.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just had a comment about T-Mobile. I noticed that the time is always right on target, you know, so very accurate. I never had any problems with it being 2 minutes off. I don't know about the other station, but I've never had that problem. And I have my my time set to synchronize with the, you know, with the network. So I guess that's why I don't have that problem. But I've never noticed it 2 minutes off, even 1 minute off for that matter. I've never noticed it, you know, off by a lot.
Okay, well, I just had the PC set up not long ago, maybe an hour ago. I synced it to WWV, and I'm showing 917. My phone just updated at 914.
Yeah, I've actually got my phone right next to me, and it says 918. W2LIE.
Maybe we should call this the T-Mobile net.
Bob, just check your phone setup and make sure it's set for automatic synchronization. Not all phones can do that. W2LIE, go ahead.
All right, thanks. I'm an AT&T employee. This is kind of what I do. It may be you guys are in separate LACs, different switches. And being that the time is set wrong on one LAC off by 2 minutes, one of you guys is seeing the difference and the other one isn't. So it may just be a configuration problem on T-Mobile's back end that's causing the problem. W2LE.
Yeah, and it could be either one. You know, it'd be a real shame if the network was off. So, Bob, I'd say, one, check your phone, make sure that you've got automatic synchronization. If it doesn't have that capability, well, that, you know, you've got to set it manually. If it does and it's turned on, then you may want to call them and have them check out what tower you're near.
I go through the settings. It may very well be. I looked through the settings, and I didn't see anything on it. I know that Nokia phones had that option, but this Squirtamola phone here made in China, I haven't seen the option.
Okay, because I've seen them on, like, my wife's Motorola and my HTC phone. You know, they just work. And yes, Phil, it is the 8525. It's now working on T-Mobile very well for the past 6 months. I thought I'd get a rise out of the AT&T. Okay, let's see. SQQ, is there any other email or is that it?
Oh, Charlie, that's it. I just checked it again. I just got a ICQ message here from Justin.
Okay. W2LA, so what happened with the air show this weekend?
Asking the wrong guy. I'm kind of to say upset about it, but I'm not. I had a friend of mine come up from Maryland, so me and him and another friend of mine, we hit the Yankee game and we're upstate for the weekend. So I wasn't in town for the air show.
Oh, okay. Not just basing upon, you know, things that you're bringing up during the next past few weeks and the feeds and all that. I thought you were going to attend the show or do some searching of frequencies.
Yeah, no, I had every intention of planning to going. I was trying to talk to Madison upstate to the very last minute, and it just came down to I was going upstate one way or another, you know what I mean? But I did stick around for the landing on Thursday. Basically, the frequency I had programmed in were pretty active. I did hear the F-22 come up on there, right, on the correct frequencies. Airbus is pretty active. The ground comms was active before the Blue Angels landed at Republic with a lot of the chatter on the ground. So it was pretty eventful on the radio, but unfortunately I was not around to listen to any of it.
Yeah, good evening, Charlie. How am I making a repeater, Charlie, before I go on here?
Like you're next door to me.
Oh, great. All right. Good evening to you. Good evening to everybody else on the net. Lucko has it. that was my tracker for tonight's net, is the air show. Thank you to W2LAE, the great list he had on his website there. I just basically copied and pasted it into Excel and right into the scanner software and the whole thing. And had a few extra frequencies I added, but nothing that was even active. Everything else that he had on his list was great here. I'll share a few frequencies that I heard here. The Golden Knights were on a normal frequency that they usually use, 123.475. Incidentally, I was just using my my HT in the backyard here with the whip on it. the metal whip I have that works pretty good. And I'm Pro 97. Using for the scanner. Let's see. Of course, Coast Guard was active. Jones Beach Station, 157.075, channel 81 most of the time. They were on that. Then I heard a lot of the aerobatic performers, Sean Tucker, John Clatt, and all that. They used 123.150. The Warbirds. Fly over. They were active all day, pretty much. They probably went two or three times each day, Saturday and Sunday. They were using 122.775 as their primary, and the secondary was 123.425. And excellent reception on most of these. So, you know, they're pretty high up when they do their acts here, so you can hear pretty good. I'm going to drop. Okay, let's see, some scribble on my paper here, trying to figure out. Okay, the Raptor, as LAE said, frequencies he had were correct. Beautiful, the F-22, 376.025, 376.025 they used. In fact, I even heard them on Friday coming in on that frequency, and I heard them on Saturday and Sunday when they did their show. So that was great. I listened to that. And Raptor Control, Raptor 1, I think it was. I never heard Control. Obviously, it was a ground station, but the Raptor 1, obviously, I was able to hear it, no problem. The Blue Angels, on Saturday, they did the low show. If you're familiar with the air shows, when they do the low show, it's because of the cloud cover that came over, and they couldn't do the a lot of their maneuvers when they go real high up, and because of the clouds, they can't see each other. So the low show kind of messes up my reception. Obviously, I'm pretty far away from them. So I wasn't able to hear too much on Saturday. 237.8 was the frequency I heard mostly on Saturday when they went up high to mark the boundaries. That's all I heard on Saturday. But Sunday I heard the whole thing. I would say about 90% of the comm, judging by, I go to quite a few issues, but judging by what I was hearing, probably about 90% of the comm. 284.25 they used. And, of course, 237.8, which I mentioned. They used on Sunday, and 275.35, that's the diamond formation, 275.35, those are the three frequencies that Blue Angels used. I was not able to hear the Fat Albert. I guess he was too low for me. I wasn't able to hear nothing out of him, or her, whatever you want to call him. that's about, I think, all the frequencies, the main frequencies. Of course, there was a lot of other little things I heard, the tower and the air boss and all that, but those are the main frequencies that were used by most of the aircraft. Charlie, back to you, N1MLZ.
Wow. Now, that's good coverage. Anybody need a repeat on anything that Bob just read through? Okay, great. All right, it's 9:20. 26, so let's stand by for any late check-ins. This is N21LB with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. If you're not able to make it in, use the email, nyvxa@yahoo.com. So, any late check-ins, go ahead now. Safe and out, stay not stepping on each other.
QA2IWC, an early check-in, but now I have traffic.
Okay, Don, I'll have you check back in. And anybody else? Okay, let's continue along. NI2L, Mark, you said you had traffic.
NI2L, traffic. Did I have traffic? Yeah, I had traffic. Couple of things. Radio Australia is putting in an appearance on PRN at 8 o'clock every weekday morning so far. It's been a bit hit and miss because they're only doing 8 kilowatts. But, you know, when you think that they're 1,000 plus miles nearer to us than New Zealand is, and New Zealand is doing real well over here in the morning, then, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to pick them up. They're on 12080 kilohertz. And, as you can see, you know, the PNG police blotter and farming report and, you know, Bruce's night out at the pub and all that kind of stuff. It's all pretty parochial stuff, really. But, yeah, so they put an appearance. And, I got an email from CRI, China Radio International. I sent them way back in March an email. Most of you are probably aware that you just USL quite email these days. So I sent them a QSL and attached some screenshots of the Dream Solar software, and got an email back from them literally just this evening when I got home from Charlie's house, saying that they acknowledged my QSL and blah blah blah, sent me a bit of rubbish in the mail, and oh, by the way, I'm the first person to have actually ever QSL them using the DRM mode, and so they were really quite appreciative of the picture thing. So I'm pleased with that. That's a tweet first there in the DRM mode. I've got CRI, I have Deutsche Welle, and I also have RFI, Radio France Inter, the French state broadcaster. So the French one is pretty reasonable because they're only 1 kilohertz, so it's down at 75 meters, so 1 kilowatt rather. Anyway, so that aside, I've also been messing about with, just literally this week, with a VLF up converter. I got it from Jackson Harbor, you know, on the internet, $15, $14 I think. And it's the usual thing, you know, it's a mixer and it comes to either 4 megs or 10 megs, which is way too critical for it. To decide where you want to lift the 3.2. And I knocked it up last night and got it plugged in on the bench, and lo and behold, WWV was coming in on 4.063 megs. So I'm going to retune it slightly so it comes up more or less exactly as opposed to. So the point is it works, and it was $14, so I think it was, you know, $15 it was worth a pump, you know. If anybody's interested in it, then I can give you websites as we go by. Can I come up?
Okay, Mark. So we have that thing again. And thank you for that right there. It did not include the cable, so you have to turn off the radio track before you unlock this. I didn't quite have the time to see Radio Australia DRM transmission on 1208. What time is that?
It's from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. Eastern Time, So I don't know what the hell it works out to in GMT, so I guess that's, hey, that's 12 to 1 UTC. Sounds about right.
1200.
Okay, yep, that's what about it. They're putting in a bit of a wishy-washy signal, but, you know, I would question whether you guys up in the city can get it, but, you know, outside the city, where it's a bit quieter, you might. You know, Sally and I have been doing some comparisons, and unfortunately we do not have apples-for-apples equipment. But, you know, on the assumption that we have fairly comparable equipment, you know, we've been kind of looking at various DOM broadcasters, and for example, Radio New Zealand, I'm able to pull them out of the noise very well here, and he isn't. And likewise with some of the tactical stuff, you know, I get it here at 40 over 9, Charlie gets it at maybe S6 or S7, so there's obviously, you know, quite a bit of rubbish going on in the city there that might cause it a bit of grief for people.
Well, there's also the height of your antenna above sea level. You're about 1,000 feet, I'm about 50 feet.
Yeah, maybe that's got something to do with it. But, you know, I'm right in here, snug up tight against a westbound hill that is yet still about 300 feet higher than I am, so, you know, that makes life a little bit difficult for stuff. The New Zealand guys have got a very long haul to get to me. So, well, as they have to you, but, you know, I would expect them to shoot over. But like I say, the Aussies are 12.080 at 8 a.m. local. So it's a bit kind of long time of day for most of us. We're getting up to work and commuting and that kind of stuff, but if you've got some chat time, try it out.
Mark, did you have anything to do as far as consumer grade DRM equipment? Is anything moving on that field? Because they've been talking about it for a couple of years now.
Now, no more than we already know about, and most of that's vaporware. The problem is, there's a couple of modules available, not a chip, but an entire module. And in fact, one of our members on the net got one over in Southern Queens. Can't think of his name now. But anyway, you know, it's quite an expensive module, and it's basically a DSP chip and a bunch of software, and the software gets loaded into the DSP, and lo and behold, it starts working on the data. There are multi-do-everything chipsets available, ready to be incorporated, and some people are building multi-standard radios that can do, for example, DVB-C, DVB-T, DAB Plus, stuff like that. And while the chipset is capable of DRM, and in turn DRM Plus, they're not supplying software to make the radios do that. So, you know, the radios come, I guess, feature crippled, as it were. If only the developers would think a little bit further ahead and add the DRM decoder software in there, then of course they'd be away. And why wouldn't they? It's actually free. Not open source, but it is free. So, you know, the only thing that you would have to pay is a royalty to Dolby for one of the codecs that it uses. Dolby have bought out Fraunhofer, and in turn, whatever Fraunhofer had, Dolby now wants a royalty. It's not a lot. It's like I don't know, a dollar a unit or something. But, you know, there's no reason why they shouldn't. With the other digital modes, the royalties are significantly higher. I don't know why they're not doing it. I really don't. But the long and short answer to your question, no, there's no new gear coming out yet. We're still back really to the converted radios, and that's going to be the case for the longest time. I can tell you, let me drop it. Keep your eyes peeled around the month of Christmas time. I know that there is a single frequency under to be as simple as possible. You would feed down antenna in one side, and out the other side you get the IF to plug into your computer. And I don't know how much it's going to be yet, but it's going to be a very simple kit to build. And that will work exclusively on radio Canada's 9800 kHz output. So you'll be able to get pretty much all day and most of the evening with the various broadcasters that use that facility. So, you know, it's just going to be a proof of concept kind of deal. So, but yeah, I should be around in the run-up to Christmas. Be nice to have.
Oh, now that'll be interesting, because Radio Canada's DRM transmissions on that frequency is, what, 6 or 8 hours a day, right?
Six, hang on, 10 in, oh, 1, 2, 3, yeah, 6 in the day, and then they come back on in the evening for another 5. But in the evening, they have a 1 hour slot, and other broadcasters support the other hours, so back to the radio and all for 45 minutes, and Radio Sweden and all for an hour, and so on and so on.
Well, that's one way of getting the foot in the door. At least RCI's got this single setup that they can run for a good part of the day. If the audiences around here would just, you know, get this single channel radio so they can experience what's available, I think it might spur on some demand for radios that'll tune to other frequencies as well. I get some of the shortwave manufacturers like Sanjin to finally come out with their version that also does DRM. Alright, thanks for the update, Mark. I know it's kind of frustrating not seeing much movement on this, but all we can do is hope. Alright, next up, W2IWC, Guidon, Antoine Obing.
I'll be late to IWC. Good evening, Charlie, and the rest of the net. And thank you for that little treatise on DRM. I didn't know much about it. I still don't, but I learned a little more than I did before. So maybe another week, and I2O can prepare a little DRM 101 for the net. It would be very interesting. Nice how I nominate other people. I missed the beginning of the net, Charlie, because I got a phone call. And you mentioned something about IBOC. I heard that in the background. So it reminded me that I should pass this along, although it may have already been passed along. WINS 1010 is now transmitting HD on the AM broadcast band, and they sound wonderful. Very, very good. And I'm very happy about that. I've been waiting a long time for that. And they used to have their HD on FM, on HD2 of 102.7. And I never liked the sound of it at all. But it sounds very nice now. And they're doing a good job. Let me reset. Briefly, I won't give a report this week, maybe next week, earlier on in the net, but I did purchase a GRE PSR 600. I decided to try it, and I could always return it within 30 days. And I haven't made a 100% decision, but I think I'm going to keep it. I'm liking it a lot. And the audio out of that thing is gorgeous. It has some interesting features, such as you can put it in tune mode and then actually type in a frequency like, 446.000, enter, and go to that frequency as if it was an old-fashioned conventional scanner. So it has some very interesting hidden away features, and I really like that. I mean, this, I have a 780, And there's something to be said for just jumping through a channel and putting in a frequency and you're there. If it's just that frequency you want to hear for a while. And you can actually do this with the 600 if you have a mind to. But anyway, the question I had is in looking up on radio reference and doing imports from radio reference, i.e. with the actual scanner software, and when you start to look at trunk systems, it's not clear what they all are, like NEO World Holdings and Atlantic Telecommunications and Atlantic Telecommunications 2 and MOFEX and all of this stuff. Is there any place on radio reference or anywhere around that I can read about that says what these things actually are so that I decide whether I want to put them in my scanner or not? I guess I'll leave it at that for this week. I have other questions, but I think I'll save them for next week. Back to you, Charlie. W-H-Y-W-C.
Well, before I tackle the trunk system, you know that 780 of yours, Don, you can do the same thing, tuned to a particular frequency like with the VFO. You have to go to channel 500. Every channel 500 is the only place that does it.
Well, on the 780, you can go to any channel you want and just put in any frequency you want. And you're there, which you can't do with a 996 or something like that. You know, you can't say go to channel 300 and put in 162.550, but you can with a 780. But as far as I know, on the 780, whatever channel you're on, I thought that if you push in that knob once, it puts it in tune mode, and you can tune from that memory up and down. I know you could do it with 500, but I thought you could do that with any channel on the 780. I probably will keep it, although I hardly ever use it, but it is a nice scan.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't throw out a 780. There's just so much you can do with it. Even after the rebanding process, the Motorola system, after that's taken out, you cannot upgrade that radio. You can still use it for EDAX, LPR, VHF and UHF, Motorola trunking. You know, they just work. Which, in a roundabout way, me getting back to your other question on the trunking system, when you look at the list of the systems on radio reference, I mean, there are obvious ones that jump out at you that you know they're like a government agency. Okay, so disregarding those, the other ones, if they're a company name and it's not like a utility, a specific company that you know of, like, let's say, Con Ed or Brooklyn Union Gas, something like Atlantic Telecommunications, those are basically, in the non-trunking world, would be known as community repeaters. Okay? These companies sell airtime or sell talk groups. So you will have a lot of smaller businesses that will buy radios, rent time on the system, and have certain banks of talk groups. So let's say it's an LPR system, a particular cab company, say like Brooklyn or Staten Island or Jersey City or whatever, they have a group of talk groups that is for their use. So you're going to hear a lot of different things on those systems. MOBEX is sort of like that, but you know, it came out of the maritime frequency that's 17 to 18 megahertz. So that's a funny little thing. And I'm still trying to get a handle on exactly what they're doing with it, but there's not much traffic on it. I put them into my 220 ham radio and just tuned across the different frequencies at busy times of the day and on weekends. And lot of data bursts going back and forth for home and road, like the LPR systems do. And you might hear one or two people with quick transmissions, but most of the channels are dead.
Okay, great. That's a big help, Charlie. That sheds a lot of light, because I was looking at some of these and I'm like, well, gee, you know, do I want to waste my time importing this? I don't know what the hell it is. You know, I know there's Nextel New York. I don't care about that. I don't know what Neo World Holdings is, but I assumed it might have been some kind of a, it sounds like a corporate banking system or something, but I doubt it. But some of them were just a complete puzzle. But that answers, that sheds a lot of light. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. N2NOV, WA2IWC.
And Neo World is one of those other community repeater type of setups. I guess I should go back in there, because I put a lot of that information in there, and Eric Carlson and some of the other guys, and when I put them in, if they were the LPR systems, I didn't think about putting it like in parentheses, exactly what type of system it is. I just tossed the things in there. I guess at some point I'm going to have to go in there and clean it up.
Well, I don't expect you to do it, but it would be nice someday if you put a little page on your website for the true neo-novice, the neophyte, that explains all the abbreviations in the different systems, like the police, the PBMN and MNIO and this and that and the other thing. You've been in this too long to realize that there are people, and especially with myself, where I used to live, I was born and raised in the city, but then moved away for 26 years. You don't remember what the hell this stuff is anymore. But it's great, man. I really appreciate all the work. It makes a lot of people's lives easier. Very, very nice job.
Yeah, I guess maybe we need a glossary page. Like a Wikipedia glossary page. Another, my hosting company for the website last night switched things to a new server. More hard drive space, faster processor, more RAM, and they said things will work faster, and they do work faster. But unfortunately, it took a while for the domain name servers around the world to point to the right address. So I just started coming alive again about 6 o'clock tonight. So if anybody was trying to get to the website all day and couldn't, that's the reason why.
Okay, great. Well, improvement, that should be nice. One more thing I wanted to do before I relinquish it and give it back to Ned completely is... I wanted to make sure I wasn't doubling, is I want to publicly thank W2LIE. He's got some very nice streams up there, very nice website, but I really want to thank you for being cognizant enough to put up an audio version of your CAPTCHA. Because without that, I would have been up the creek without a paddle. And I wish more people and more websites would do that, because they sure can make your life miserable sometimes. I appreciate the need for it, but nonetheless, it really can exclude a lot of people. So thank you very much for doing that. It worked, and it worked wonderfully well, and I, for one, appreciate it. Back to net, WA2IWC.
Well, I know Phil probably thinks along the same lines that myself and a bunch of others who put together websites. Unless this is something we do as a profession, you know, as being volunteers and hobbyists, do what we can in our off times while juggling job and family and everything else. It's good to hear from the people, if, you know, what works, what doesn't work for them, and how much they get enjoyment from it. So on behalf of all of the people who put together web pages like this on a hobbyist basis, thank you for the kudos. I'm sure Phil was still listening as he jumped out and said the same thing. There's so many different things we want to do. We see little bits done here and there. You know, sometimes you think, oh, an RSS feed, that'd be kind of cool. And how about a mobile version so it could work on somebody's web-enabled cell phone? You know, that could be a headache unto itself, take a lot of time to convert pages over. But now, little by little, and the feedback is what helps. So don't be afraid to speak up, any of you. There's something you like, something you don't particularly like. You know, you might see something added. Now, let us know, all of us. Phil, myself, Larry Morin, Lindsay Blanton, everybody who puts these sites together. Yeah, we need to hear from you guys and girls. Okay, time now is 9:53. Let's see if there's any additional check-ins, and then we'll also check if there's any additional emails. That's what I'll be with the show, maybe the scanner list is that.
W2LIE, just real quick. I want to say you're welcome really quick to that one gentleman. I just got an email saying Discovery is going up this weekend. It will be launching. So I know that you can still run a bunch of ham repeaters. I'm not going to get to that right now. But I did find a couple frequencies that weren't in the ham band. It's shuttle frequencies, primary, secondary, and spacesuits. I don't know if anybody's ever tried or confirmed that they would work or not. But if you liked them, I'll give you the three frequencies I found while doing a quick Google search.
Sure, go right ahead.
All right, the web address is www.ku4ay.net. That's Kilo, I got the word phonetics right, Kilo Uniform 4 Alpha Yankee. I'm a little rusty on that. .net. In there you'll find scanners / shuttle.html. The frequencies that I have here, the primary frequency is 296.8. That's 296.8 is the primary. The secondary is 259.7. That's 259.7. And the last one is the spacesuit. That is 279.0. At 279.0. And Charlie, some feedback for you is maybe on your site you may want to decide in the future to go to CMS, Content Manager, instead of just making links to different pages. Because every once in a while I go through your site and I find it's just quicker to do a control F and try and find the keyword I'm looking for in a long list of links. And it'd be real nice to be able to see what you've updated recently, because it would tell you since your last login what's changed since you've last visited. And that's all I have this week. Back to net, W2LIE.
Yeah, I'd like to
pick you want me to set it up for you, I'll be more than happy to do that. And if you want to play around with it, I'll give you a subdomain on my site, and you can take it for a test then.
Okay. Let me email with your phone number. When's the best time to give you a buzz?
Not a problem. I'll follow you up after that. W2IE.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Yeah, we'll see you. All right, Bob, anything additional with email?
No, nothing, Charlie. I just checked it. Nothing whatsoever. By the way, if anybody's listening, there's a big chase slash search going on in Newark right now. Active frequency is 460.400. Quieted down here in the last minute, but I bailed out in, somewhere on Lyons Avenue when something there, half the town looking for him.
I guess we'll see.
What was that, 460.400?
Yes, sir.
Copy that, thank you, appreciate it, KC2FYH.
Okay, hearing nothing else, we'll wrap it up at this point. We'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. As far as the shuttle launch, I believe that's going to be May 31st, but the best thing to do is just go to the NASA website and get all the latest updates as far as the launch is concerned at NASA.gov. So, catch you all next week, which will be next month. Hey, summer's coming, finally. And so it'll be clear.